anyone does anything remotely cultural here in Birmingham today, they have to tell the council about it. Well, they don't have to, but the council would like them to. I mean, anything cultural, like going to the cinema or the theatre or the museum or whatever it is. Why? Councillor Martin Mullaney is the chairman of the Birmingham Cultural Partnership. Good morning to you.
Good morning, John.
Or even reading a book, presumably. That's cultural.
Yeah, or going down the park and... Basically, culture is not just about art, it's about your life. It's
going
your
down
soul.
The park?
Yes.
Well, so you, hang on, you ring up the council and say, I'm going down the park.
No, not ringing. What we're doing is, what's happening is that the government have decided that they... to create the UK City of Culture.
Right. It's different from the European.
Yeah, because many of your listeners will have remembered Liverpool.
Exactly.
And that was a European capital. Yeah. And that was so successful at getting residents involved in art and culture in Liverpool, which the government, I agree with, said, well, let's make a more UK version. Because the next time Britain has a chance to do the European capital of culture is 2022.
Oh, right.
So let's do something every 4 years in Britain. And the first one is 2013.
And you want to be it.
We want to be it.
Birmingham wants to be it.
We did our initial bid in December, and we've now been shortlisted for the final four. So it's Birmingham, Sheffield, Norwich and Derry in Northern Ireland.
But you know what? You've got a real... running a bit of a risk here, aren't you? Because what if nobody in Birmingham today does anything cultural?
No.
I agree it's fairly unlikely. But...
No. Well, no, because we have a very active blogging community in Birmingham.
So they're all going to blog you, that's
yes,
the idea.
Yes, yes. I mean, for example, one of the things that we know is going on tonight is the 4 a.m. project. Now, this is a global event which started in Birmingham. We had a lady in Birmingham, Karen Strunks, who a few years ago decided to go around the city photographing at 4 o'clock in the morning life in Birmingham and started blogging about it. And it's become a global event. So, you know, about 2 weeks ago, 4th of April, 4th of the 4th, at 4 a.m., she had the whole world blogging about life in their cities at 4 o'clock in the morning. Right. And what we've been doing now is opening up our buildings to her and her friends to photograph. So tonight they're going to go around the Birmingham's council, so that the museum collection centre.
Well, they're going to come here as well.
Yeah,
yeah. For the BBC, because we're here at 4 a.m.
Well, if you're happy to open up your doors.
Absolutely.
I'm sure Karen and the friends will love to
come
here.
And take pictures.
But yeah, take pictures at 4 o'clock in the morning. We've also got, I'm going to say it's culture. Culture, because we've got the International Dance Festival happening here in Birmingham at the very moment where we've got world-class dance companies here in
Birmingham.
We've
got a piece about that on the programme radio. Yeah. But I vaguely remember trying to remember who said it. I can't. When somebody mentions culture, I reach for my gun. I mean, the problem with this idea of culture is it's too all-embracing, isn't it? Either that or it's too precious.
But don't forget, look. Culture... it's about people's story. Now, remember, Birmingham is a very diverse city. You know, we've got people from around the world living here in Birmingham. And what's their story? Why are they here in Birmingham? What does it mean for if you're from Somalia living here in Birmingham, or from Ireland living here in Birmingham? What is your day-to-day life? What do you do? And I think there's some great stories to tell there. Now, there's a lot going on in Birmingham.
Right.
Culturally, we've got so much going on, and we want to, make people aware of our City of Culture bid. We want the public involved in our bid, because we want ideas.
Great. Well, I'm sure you'll get loads of them, especially.
Can I mention the website?
Very quickly, go on. Very quick.
Go to Birmingham Culture, all one word, birminghamculture.org, and there's a 24 hours in the life of Birmingham.
Right.
And send us your photos, your videos, your stories.
All right.
And
I tell you what, we'll put that on the website, on our website as well, and they know the address of that. Martin Mullaney, thank you very much.